This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate news of the day has a certain deja vu all over again quality to it. American Apparel has fired CEO and founder Dov Charney. Charney has been called colorful. He has been called controversial. In letting him go last night, the company's board of directors called it an investigation into alleged misconduct. CEOs get fired all the time, but it becomes much more complicated when the CEO is the founder, especially when that CEO is as visible as Charney was, often in the public eye, making the case for the company's sexy ads and Made in America motif. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now on the tricky business of firing a founder.
Chopping off the head of the person who started it all is risky, so boards and investors are often slow to do it. Dave Logan is a management consultant who also teaches at USC's business school.
Almost always the decision is made to oust a founder when it just becomes intolerable. The amount of evidence, the amount of risk just reaches that overwhelming point.
Even so, it's not easy to fire a founder.
Usually the founder owns a lot of the company's stock. Usually the founder has a lot of people who are still loyal to him or her at the company. So it's not something to be undertaken lightly.
Chris Yeh is a Silicon Valley startup investor, so he knows how messy this can get.
There are all these fallouts that come out of ousting a founder. Bad publicity, dirty laundry, potentially even lawsuits.
The company's profits and reputation have to be at great risk for a company to axe a founder. In the fashion world, American Apparel and Men's Warehouse did so for different reasons, but those perhaps most at risk, young tech company founders, backed by venture capital. Dartmouth management professor Sidney Finkelstein says investors don't play around.
They're looking for quicker returns, and if they're not going to get it, they're going to make the tougher move, and so founder CEOs are going to be at bigger risk. But it comes with the territory. If you're willing to take their money, that's part of the deal.
Groupon founder Andrew Mason learned that, but took the bullet with humor in a remarkable public goodbye letter. He started with the standard leaving to spend time with family bit. And then, just kidding, I was fired today. He won't be the last. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
We had Dov Charney on the program a couple of months ago. It was, shall we say, an interesting interview. We'll play some of it a bit later on.